5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus!
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Crystal and Barry Ricks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you're doing ninja moves.
Yeah.
We're a dad. Cha-cha-cha-cha. Apparently, this is going to be a really exciting episode.
See, this is where video would come in handy.
I know.
We never got any feedback from our listeners whether they wanted to see our beautiful faces while they listen to
us. You're missing these ninja moves.
Yeah. So if you really want to see us in video, just let us know.
We're thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's our friendly banter.
Friendly banter. How was your week? Yeah.
We can't hear you.
So... let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
All right. Crazy circus time.
All right.
It was a horrible week.
Aww.
I had a bad week.
It
was like every day I'd wake up and say, okay, today.
Roll over and look at her husband and be like, ugh.
What? No. Whatever. Whatever. No, this is a kid bad week. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
You're handsome and wonderful.
Especially in the morning, drool on the pillow and everything.
No, so I don't know what it was, but like I was saying, I'd wake up every morning and I'd be like, okay, today's going to be better than yesterday. And by the end of the day, I was like, whatever, I'm getting in my pajamas. You can make dinner, Barry. I'm just done.
And
I'm done.
I think I made dinner, what?
Like three times.
Three times this week?
It was awful.
Not that I'm complaining.
Wasn't awful.
No, yeah, but
I was awful. It was rough. I don't know what it is because the snow is melting, although the kids still haven't really gone outside. It's just been bad.
We just need to kick them out there, boot to their bums.
Lock the door and be like, have fun in the snow.
Be like, go out there and play in the mud.
And I think it's our kids kind of have colds, so they're not feeling tip top, so they're really whiny. But
I think they're all tired too. Because our 4-year-old has decided
to get up
extra early. And so her getting up extra early wakes up her sister in the bedroom and then wakes up the 2-year-old. Oftentimes our 8-year-old's still asleep, but then he's been getting up too. And so it's just like she is making everyone get up earlier than they're supposed to.
Maybe that's why, we haven't been sleeping well.
Well, I think that contributes to you because she comes and you're like, oh, come snuggle with me. Maybe you'll go back to bed. And I'm like, no, kick her. Kick her in the bum and send her on her way. So.
He says that with love, I promise.
I do. Love of don't sleep in my bed. It's mine.
Yeah. But the other day, I was making dinner and all the kids are in there crying and grabbing at me and just, look at me, mommy, just so bad. And finally, one of our kids came in and I just kind of snapped a little bit.
Kind of.
It was bad. And so I was just like, leave me alone. I'm cooking dinner. I need to get this done. And so she goes back to the bedroom where everyone else is playing. And then I hear her go, guys, do not talk to mommy. She is frustrated.
Aww.
And I was like, I almost started crying. I was like, this is what I've become to my children. They can't even talk to me.
You're frustrated.
Frustrated. Yeah, so, she just said it. So, like, do not talk to mom. Like, if you go in there, she will eat you. I just felt so bad.
Aww.
I'm like dragon mom. I love my children. I hope you know that. Children.
But anyway.
So that, and then I went to Walmart because we needed groceries, and it was kind of that, like, I really don't want to go because I know it's going to be bad, but I'm hopeful.
But at least I was with you.
No, this is a different trip.
Oh, different trip. Okay.
So I go to Walmart with the kids, and as soon as we get in there, My baby is crying because we've told you he's no shoes. He doesn't like shoes. And he gets in there, takes his shoes off, but then wants to go walking around Walmart. And this time I said, no, you're going to sit in that basket until you put your shoes on. And so the rest of Walmart, we cry. He cries. I wanted to cry, but he cries and screams. And I've never had this. We have adorable children. And everyone always looks at us like, oh, you're so precious. What a cute family. And now with Jackson, everyone looks at us like, ugh. Shut that kid up.
Oh, that's...
And look at that horrible mother.
That's
no, really
not is. True.
You don't even know. I get the worst looks from people like, oh, poor you. At least that. Don't ruin my story with your...
Daggum!
No, but... So, anyway, so he's crying. And then finally, I get him to put his shoes on. And I get him out of the basket. And I'm like, stay with mommy. Right?
Famous last words.
And all of a sudden, he's like, pew! And just takes off. So I'm like, Jackson! Screaming at Walmart. If it were an older kid, I wouldn't be so worried, but 2-year-old. And so I chase after him. I leave the basket with my purse in there and my money.
And your 4-year-old?
No, she's racing after him because I said, go catch Jackson! As if that's gonna work. And so we go chasing, and then he thinks it's hilarious to play hide and seek in the alcohol section. And so I'm like playing a game with my kid, like, ugh, it just was awful. And then he's just laughing like it's the funniest thing ever. I'm so mad. And
well, the end of our trip together frustrated me because I happened to have some quarters. And I love letting my kids play the quarter games or, you know, the quarter machines. And so I started with the 2-year-old. He had a quarter and he wanted a gumball. I put in the gumball machine. Nope, ate our quarter. I was like, well, that stinks. And so we go to play the quarter claw machine.
Because every kid would get a quarter.
And so the 4-year-old goes to play a claw machine game. But there was a second claw machine game next to it. And for some reason, the 2-year-old pushed it and it moved. And he pushed the button. But it was right at the same time that the 4-year-old was moving. And so she was watching.
Because he went, what? Or he said, what the?
And so the 4-year-old's pushing, and then she watches. She's not even paying attention to her claw, and she's watching the 2-year-old push the button. So she pushes her button in the excitement or something, and it goes down in the hole that it's, you know, it's not supposed to go down to. Wasn't even hovering over anything, and it's just, I'm just like, what?
I know, and then Grayson found...
Three quarters.
So he goes to play this racing game.
That was 50 cents.
And because he gave his other quarters to his sister. But so he goes over to this racing game, puts in his free quarters, and then pushes the button, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And just before they played, another kid played it. I watched him play it.
Yeah. And so it ate our quarters. And it's like, all these, and I'm like, we are never touching these machines again.
Well, what was awful is our kids were in such a bad mood at Walmart.
They were.
And, like, one of our kids was dragging their feet, and I said, what's wrong? And they said, Daddy promised we were going to have a fun day today, and this isn't fun at all. And so...
Gee, thanks.
When he brought these quarters, it was like, yes, it's finally going to turn around. And by the end, almost every single kid had cried because they're... quarters.
All of them fell through.
Yeah, every single kid was disappointed, and we all left Walmart in like 10 times worse of moods than we got because it was just sad. That was devastating.
Yeah.
So, fun times.
Yeah, good times.
Great week. So, here's to a new week.
Yes.
Woo!
Start a new week. We're going to be better.
Positive.
Yeah.
New Year's resolution. Right.
Vibes.
Now. So, the other thing, oh, the other day, we were in bed still, and Jackson opens the door, and I think I've mentioned this, maybe, I can't remember if it was on this or just you, but it's been bothering me that our baby wakes up and he doesn't come into our room to say, like, hello, you know, give us hugs, because all of our other kids come jump in our bed and give us hugs, and then they go watch a movie or something. Jackson's never done that, and it's always broken my heart a little, and the other day, he opened the door, and he's like, Mom. Because he has a goofy, deep voice.
He has a deep voice.
Like, Mub.
Mub.
And I was like, what? And he's like, I love you. And I was like, oh, Jackson, I love you too. And he's like, I love you. I was like, I love you. And he said, I love you. I was like, I love you too, Jackson. And then you roll over and he's like, he's saying he's hungry.
was. He was just saying that he was hungry.
Because he calls food Mew. Mew. And he's like, I want Mew.
I want Mew.
I want Mew.
And he, so Chris is like, I love you. And I'm like, he's saying he wants food.
Seriously, it was so sad.
Oh, man. That's priceless.
It broke my heart. I love you too, buddy. Eat your cereal. So, great times.
That made me cry a little.
But I did have a good mom moment.
Oh, good.
Because I've been thinking a lot. I've mentioned a lot on the show that by the end of school, I am just totally burnt out. Like, don't want to deal with anything. The kids get home, we do their homework, and I'm like, see ya. I'm going to go piddle in my room and be on Facebook or whatever, and you guys can watch TV until Daddy gets home.
Yay!
And so that's actually part of my New Year's resolution, which I hate that term, but I'm going to throw it around here, is to be happy when the kids get home. Or not necessarily happy, but like I want to show them that I'm super interested in them. I don't want to just be like, yeah, whatever, hurry up, do your homework. And so
this week, at least we make them do their homework.
And I read, I think you posted it on the clown car.
I did.
Which I read where it said the first 3 minutes after the kids get home from school is some of the most important time.
It's like most influential time.
Yeah, to be with them or whatever. And I'm fortunate enough to be a stay-at-home mom. I get the opportunity to be there. And I read that and I was like, I can't even give them 3 minutes of happy time after school. And so I decided that I was going to make it special. So I cleared off our table and I put snacks in everyone's spot. And I had some leftover Christmas snacks. And then I waited at the door because I know exactly what time they walk in the door. And I stood at the door and when they walked in, I was like, yay, you're home. And I give them hugs and lead them over to the table. And I'm like, before we do homework, let's have our after school snack. And they sit down and Grayson looks at it and he goes, Mom, did you do all of this for us? And I was like, yeah, I did.
Because I'm awesome.
And all of them said, thank you, Mom. And they just hugged me. And I just floated on a cloud for the rest of the day. I really did, if you noticed. That was like the one day I was really happy this week.
It's true.
We even like hung out that night as a family. And I was like, yay, let's play games. When usually I'm like, yay.
Was that the night that we played games and it turned out to be awful?
I don't know.
Because we played games one night and I was just like, come on.
No, you were grumpy and I was happy.
Oh, because okay.
Isn't that how it always works? Good cop, bad cop.
I guess.
Happy parent, grumpy parent.
Why can't we both be happy?
Maybe if we slept. But anyway, so first off, it made me feel guilty that snacks on the table was like, you did this for us? Like, I've never done that
before.
That's
amazing.
But it also made me feel really good. Like, man, I really need to do this. So that's going to be my new thing.
Okay. Do it.
I will do it.
All right. What else do we got?
Parties.
Parties. So our kids have, like, I don't know what. We watched something.
My Little Pony. They had a sleepover.
Was that what it was?
I think so. Because Jay's party was all about My Little Pony.
No, Grayson's party was all about My Little Pony.
No, sorry. Her list of activities.
Oh.
Was everything from that episode.
Okay. So, yeah.
No one knows what we're talking about here.
No, but. So, they just got this grand idea. Oh, we're going to have parties. And so, what they did is they basically created, like, little mini games. Like, pin the tail on something or, you know, other fun activities like that. And we did one yesterday for Jay, and then
she drew. I don't even know where it came from.
Yeah, she drew a beaver.
A beaver.
And she was like, we're going to play pin the tail on the beaver. I'm like, where'd you even get that from? But her beaver was awesome. She did a great job. But then Grayson's like, okay, well, if my little sister can do it, I could definitely do it. So he spent all morning this morning to plan this party, and then we went to church, came home from church, had dinner, and then he's like, can we do our party now? And so we went and we, you know, pinned the cutie mark on the My Little Pony and did My Little Pony bowling. And
where we smashed ponies with a ball.
That's right, with a My Little Pony ball.
Yeah.
And other things like that. So Chris and I were like, oh, this is fun, everything. But then today I was like, I hope this doesn't become like an everyday thing, though. It's just like, let's do another party. And I was like, yay.
No, it was a lot of fun, though. They came up with some good ideas.
It was tons of fun, but I don't, like I said, if every single day they're like, let's have a party. I was like, can't we just watch a movie or something?
It's like that one day where I played Monster, and anytime the kids turned off the lights, I'd turn into a monster.
Yeah.
And when they turned it on, I'd be mommy again. And it was like weeks where Jackson and Lacey would turn off the lights and just look at me like,
be a monster, mommy.
I know, and I was like, this gets old real fast.
Why are we so old?
Why can't I just be cool for like 5 minutes and then be normal?
Yeah, why can't you focus on the 5 minutes?
Deal with it.
But anyway, so parties.
Parties were fun, and it makes me excited because it's outgoing and creative, and we played throw ponies in a bucket.
That's right.
And for get points.
Yeah.
Except it got competitive, and that's bad.
Some
people get hurt.
Some sweet little six-year-olds get their feelings hurt because they don't get any points.
Yeah, but it was good. It was fun. I feel like that reminded me of something, but it didn't.
It didn't, so we have a topic tonight.
It's a horrible topic.
And this topic is a dreaded topic by every parent. We're going to talk about...
If you're squeamish, turn away now.
We're going to talk about the evil...
Four-letter word
that starts with an L.
How long can we drag this intro out for?
No, it's not love, but it's lice.
Dun, dun, dun.
So...
Lice!
We didn't report on this, but a couple months ago, we actually... All of our children... had lice.
Lice!
Yeah. So I'm going to let Crystal just go with it because it was, she had a, fun experience with it. But I will let her proceed and then I will give my 2 cents.
I like what I read in a blog was this lady said, when I first found out my kids had lice, my first thought was shave their heads and burn the house. Torch it all. They're just things and hair grows back.
Burn it all.
That's really how I felt.
Burn, baby, burn.
Well, what happened to us, and like it was the most mortifying experience to the point where it happened in October. And just this week, I was like, okay, I'm ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like not a soul except one very close friend knew about it. So... here I am, spilling the beans.
Spilling the beans.
Spilling the lice.
We had it. And it's like dropping a bomb into people. Like
it's like taboo.
It's like if you were talking to a friend, be like, my kids had lice. Or my kids have lice. Like all of a sudden they're like,
leper!
They're like, well, get away from me!
You have leprosy!
And then they're like, they're like, they just start, you see the panic in their eyes, and they're just like, oh, I need to go home, and I need to check my kids. I'm like, we haven't even been around you.
I know. Or they look at you like, unclean.
They're just like, you see them slightly scooting back away from you, and just like, really? And so...
I know. So what happened was, we were sitting down to watch something important for our family on the TV.
Yeah. One of our stories.
And our son's just in there scratching his head. And he goes, Mom, my head itches. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I just had this feeling like, what if it's lice? And I told Barry, and as we've all heard my nickname, worst case scenario girl. I just told Barry, I'm like, what if it's lice? What if he has lice? And you're like, he's fine. And I was like, no, we need to check this. So I have him crouched down over the footstool. And I'm sitting there poking his head with a pin because I didn't want to touch it. That was nasty. So I'm poking his head with a pin, and I just see something move, and I, like, stab it with the pin to kill it, because I wasn't going to touch it. And then I just went, he has lice! And you bent over, and you're like, what? No, and I showed you, and I flipped out.
Yeah, you kind of...
You can describe my flippage.
Well, you know, fire shot from her eye sockets. No. But,
basically.
She was pretty, livid.
Not livid, but it was more like terror bursting. I felt ashamed and dirty and like I was a bad mom and all of those emotions. Because I've always, believe that lice comes from uncleanliness.
And that's one of the things we want to talk about today. We're going to talk about the myths of lice.
Right. So, anyway, so here's what happened. So, we are trying to watch our show, and I'm just sitting there like, oh my gosh, my son has lice, and it's crawling all over me. I can feel it. And so, you were just like, you saw how I can't even...
Yeah, you couldn't function.
I need video for this.
You couldn't function.
And so, you're like, do you want me to pause this and go now? And I was like, go now. So, you had to go to the store and get the shampoo stuff.
Yeah.
And then come back. So we shave his head immediately. Shave it off. No, you did it.
I did.
I couldn't handle it at that point. It was like leprosy.
Yeah.
I couldn't touch my own child. And every time he came near me, I was like, don't hug me.
Like, don't put your head on that. Don't touch that.
I know. And then we found him on the one chair. And I was like, you will sit in that chair until we treat your head. You don't move from anywhere else. We're not spreading it. So we treat him and check everyone else. And they looked fine. And so we called it good. And then, like, 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say about 3 weeks?
Two.
I don't remember why we did it, but we check our girl's hair. Both of them are loaded.
Well, we rechecked Grayson.
No, because he didn't have hair at that point.
Oh, right. Then I don't know why.
We just did.
Maybe
they itched or something.
Because you were paranoid.
Yeah.
And but so, rightfully so, I guess.
And so... I checked their hair, and both of them are...
Infested.
Infested. That's such a nasty word. They need, like...
It's a parasite. It needs to be a nasty word.
They need something sweeter, like sugar-coated, lice-coated.
They were pleasantly...
Housed.
Housed by lice.
Your head hotel. They were booked. They were booked.
Their
heads were booked
solid.
Their head
was booked.
And so... So anyway, basically... You have to set them down and go through their hair. And I learned the term nitpicking comes from picking nits.
Comes from lice.
Who knew?
Yeah.
So you sit there, and it took me 2 hours each to go through my girl's fine, thin hair and pick out the nits. That sounds so nasty. Everyone's probably like, you're disgusting.
But you know what other phrase came from? Other thing came from nitpicking? What else came from lice?
Every swear word in the book.
The cooties.
Cooties.
Cooties,
yes.
Came from lice. So we found
out... Well, cooties didn't come from lice.
They didn't come from lice.
The saying.
The saying cooties, which it originated during the First World War when English and British soldiers had... Soldiers had lice in the trenches, and they would call it cooties.
Like, don't catch cooties.
Don't catch the cooties. And then from there, it just exploded.
Right.
And then every single, like, tons of different countries have their own phrases for, you know, cooties or girl lice, boy lice, or girl bacteria or whatever, and all sorts of things. So cooties came, the phrase cooties, and when you hear your kids say it, came from originally talking about lice.
Right. Well, and what's funny is I recently heard a mom who flipped out about this activity where girls were learning how to do their hair.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, whoa, lady, chill out. You were making the biggest deal out of this. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally get it. Like, now it's just the nastiest thing where you're like, don't touch other kids' hair. Don't play on, you're like, don't wear hats. Every time my kids try on a hat at like the Dollar Tree, I'm like, don't put that on! Like, slow running towards them, like, no!
But that once
again, fear of lice.
But that once again goes into the myths of
lice.
I
know, but still,
and we will talk about that as well. So, but you know, Crystal mentioned that you feel dirty and like
nasty.
Only dirty people get lice, and that's another thing we'll talk about. But you know what? Famous model and actress lady Heidi Klum recently revealed on TV. That her children had lice. So, even famous children that are known for being pristine get lice as well.
Well, what's funny is I was really struggling with my feelings. Like, it really took a toll on me that I was just a bad mom and everything. And so, and I couldn't tell anyone because seriously, you tell people and they're like, we will never come over to your house again.
We will touch you or talk to you.
I know. And so, I ended up texting a friend of mine who had moved
in
away.
Moved to a different state. Different state.
Couldn't judge me from close by. And she's like beautiful, skinny, clean. Her house is always like pristine. And her girls are all dancers with long blonde hair and just gorgeous. You know what I'm talking about? You look confused.
I do look confused.
They're not all dancers. But anyway, so I text her and I was like, we have lice. And she's like, oh, yeah, we all had that last Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay.
And it was like, what? Beautiful, clean you had lice? And all of you had lice? And then after that, I was like, okay, I can do this. I can do this!
Yeah!
So that made me feel so much better.
Yeah. Knowing that someone you knew has already had it. Definitely.
Not just someone, but someone clean.
That's right.
And beautiful.
So, so the CDC has posted that over 6 to 12 million lice cases last year between the ages of 3 and 11. So it's not an uncommon thing. Actually, lice is becoming a more common thing than ever before. And so this article that we're reading actually comes from the Washington Post. And it's the seven myths about head lice. And we'll just go through them. So number one, you.
Oh, is that me?
Sure.
Okay. You are more likely to get lice if you're dirty. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, so head lice has nothing to do with hygiene. It has to do with whether the person was exposed to someone with head lice.
What?
Okay, I have to read this because it's funny.
Yeah.
They say, lice don't have discriminating taste. It wants warmth for its eggs and a regular blood mill. It doesn't matter if the dish is dirty or clean.
That's right. It could be dirty or clean. They'll take it, so.
But they do say that lice is the size of George Washington's nose on a quarter. So, just to give you an idea.
Because
I read a bunch of mommy blogs on this. And one mom said she called the nurse crying, the school nurse, and said, I don't know what head lice looks like, but I think I just saw one. And the nurse said she laughed because she gets phone calls like that all the time.
Oh, I bet.
Like crying moms. I did cry a couple times. So, a couple times. It was traumatic.
It's just lice. Blah. Blah. All right.
Number two.
Number two. Your pet can carry lice. Lice only feed on humans. Fleas and ticks are another story.
See, that shouldn't even be a sentence. You should not have to say that something feeds on humans.
No, it does.
They infest your hair.
Well, it's important to know. So
it's just not. Look, I'm scratching my head.
That's
now
right.
My head itches.
Scratching, itching. So pets cannot carry lice. They only prefer the taste of human flesh.
Yes, on your scalp.
That's right.
Number three, lice can jump and fly. I thought they jumped like fleas.
Uh-uh.
So that freaked me out. But no, they just crawl.
They just crawl.
And they said that's why kids are more likely to catch lice than adults, because how often are you hugging at work? Maybe you shouldn't.
You're not getting close like kids are. But I did bring up something when we read this that I said I would be interested to see if there's a study or if someone has looked into it, if there's an uptake in adults getting lice or like teenagers or something like that. Because of selfies.
Right.
Because, you know, you want to take a selfie with your friend and you both get head to head and it's just like, oh, well, I wonder if the uptake in selfies has made lice become more prominent in adults.
Well, and here's the other thing I learned.
That makes you re-question taking a selfie with your friend now, doesn't it?
Let's sign this agreement that you do not have lice.
That's
before
right.
We
and
take
if
this.
You do, I can sue you.
But, oh, the thing I thought was interesting was I read somewhere else. Sorry, I'm fake quoting, but I was reading how if you catch your child having lice, or yourself or whoever, that means it's been in their hair probably for close to a month.
Like a month.
So that's why there's a lot of debate going on right now whether or not kids should go to school with lice, because most schools are saying, as long as you treat your hair, you can go to school.
Go back to school, yeah.
Even if there's still bugs in your
Nits.
Hair. Or I've seen somewhere, there's some schools that don't even require the nurse to call the parents.
Yeah.
They just say, well,
it's a common thing. So it's just like, yeah, it happens.
Which I read in our town, lice is going around.
Yeah.
So if you live in our town, beware.
Beware. Check your kids' heads.
But I saw, I'm on this like local Facebook page, and this one mom got on furious saying how parents are inconsiderate and disgusting if they send their kids to school with lice and the schools don't care about our children. And at this point, it had only been a few days
it's
after.
Like, well, it's like the person is treating it like a disease.
I know, and
like,
I was
they're
like,
not diseased.
It made me feel like a horrible person. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, lady. I just wanted to get on there and be like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to. But they said the reason why they're doing this, letting kids go back to school is if they found it, they've already been infested a month.
So they probably exposed children to it already. So
yeah, you know, so there's really no point. So I thought that was interesting. Just think about that.
Yeah. So number four, your house can get infested with lice. No, not really, basically. So, because if you think about it, they're saying that lice, if they go on to not a human head, they're gonna die.
Yeah.
Because they need the warmth and they need the blood. And so them, like, jumping or crawling off not your head is not something they do. So
it doesn't mean I didn't go through a house, vacuum all the floors, wash all the bedding, wash every article of clothing that I possibly could.
Yeah.
Bagged all the pillows, bagged all the stuffed animals.
I think we still have things
in bags. They're still bagged in our closet.
But the thing is, this lady was saying, who owns, like, this big, huge lice-picking company or organization or whatever, she says, also, there's no need to wash everything in the home where lice have been spotted. She'll tell people to wash their bedding, not because there are bugs in the bed. There probably aren't, and if there are, they're dying. But because lice leave droppings, which look like tiny dark specks, and you don't want to be sleeping in lice excrement.
Right.
So, like, you don't need
to... That's so gross.
You don't need to, like, deep clean necessarily your house. I mean, if it makes you feel better, go for it. But if lice fall off of the head of a person, it's gonna die because it doesn't have the warmth or the food. So... And lice aren't microscopic either. So you would see it on your pillow.
Yeah.
So.
They're the size of George Washington's nose.
That's right. All right.
Number five. You need special over-the-counter shampoos to get rid of the lice and nits. Shampoos such as Nix and Rid kill live lice, but not always all of them.
It doesn't always kill all of them.
Here's the part that gets freaky.
Yeah.
They said, in fact, use of this shampoo has led to super lice.
Super lice.
Bugs that are developing a resistance to some insecticides. So, that freaks me out.
Yeah.
Oh, scratching my head again.
And already this year, at least one U.S. school district has reported an uptick in cases of super lice.
Well, you have to say it with a voice.
Super lice.
Yes.
Evolutionary resistance has gotten much worse in the past 10 to 20 years. And this doctor goes on to say, yeah, I never heard of anybody who had lice when I was going to school, and now they're very, very common.
Yeah, I'm really interested to know what's the difference.
So.
But, so they say, but the thing is that they still can kill live lice.
They can.
We use the shampoo.
Yeah, and it's not like, yeah, so it's, what's the word I'm looking for? It helps, but it's not going to do the job. What it takes is you nitpicking their hair, which right. for girls will take like an hour and a half or longer. And
the second day.
And boys will take like 30 minutes.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Because I had to lean over.
Lean over.
Not only was I leaning, but we took the shade off of our lamp. I had it tucked under my armpit.
So we could get good lighting.
Yeah, good lighting. Tucked under my armpit. So I'm like hunched over with my neck. And leaning over like a monkey,
yeah,
picking out their hair for hours, and it was so painful.
But we did find that that is a good way to do it, is have a bright, you know, light close, because then the nits actually, like,
shine.
Like, reflect.
Yeah,
shine.
They are reflective.
And so you're just like, oh, there's one.
And you miss them. They're so easy to miss.
So easy to miss.
And the thing is, like, they're talking about how, or I might be combining articles, but... One thing I read was talking about how lice actually don't spread that easy because, like, the eggs are cemented into your hair. You have to, like, claw them out.
Yeah.
And the lice live so close to your scalp, they said it rarely spreads by sharing hats or other thing, but it has to be, like, head-to-head contact.
Yeah.
So then I'm wondering, what the heck were our kids doing at school?
Being kids.
But it's not like you're rubbing your head up to other kids, like...
Are you not?
But... Anyway.
All right. Well, number six.
You can suffocate lice. And I've read this on so many different websites online. So don't, if you read it, it's not true. So they said a lot of websites will say to cover your kid's hair in petroleum jelly, like Vaseline, and wrap it in cellophane and top it with a shower cap and or olive oil or mayonnaise, and you'll suffocate the lice. But they say you'll get dubious results at best, and it's not going to kill the eggs, the nits. So don't do it. You'll just make your kid suffer.
That's right. And last of all, if you have lice, your head will be itchy. So it's interesting. It's more of a psychological thing, I guess. But they said many people with lice don't itch. For those who do, the itchiness may not begin until a few weeks into the infestation. So, like, after several eggs have hatched and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's not the itchiness, but it's, you can feel them moving in your hair.
Yeah.
So, that's the thing. And just saying that gives me the creeps.
And so they suggest,
the heebie-jeebies.
So they suggest, you know, that this isn't necessarily a warning sign that you should be looking for. And so they suggest that parents do periodic lice checks on their children.
And when they say lice checks, you cannot just look at their part in the middle of their hair and say, ah, oh, you're good. Yeah. You have to, like, look.
Yeah.
You have to, like a treasure hunt, you've got to find it.
Yeah.
Seek it and find it.
So.
And fun times. Go.
So the myths of lice.
But I will tell you, it is not the end of the world. It feels like it. But eventually it ends, and you can look back 4 months later and sort of giggle.
Yeah. So tell us your stories about lice on the Facebook post regarding this post of this episode.
Wait, who's going to share their stories?
Why not? We just shared ours.
Like I said, it's taboo. It's still leprosy.
We still shared ours. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, especially.
And disgusting.
And we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember. Oh, I messed up.
Oh, good job.
I never mess up.
It wasn't just me.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. Unless you're delousing, then do what we say.
That's right.
Oh, am I still going?
Yeah.
Wow. Win here. You're doing a good job. Not me, but you.
You too, honey. All right. You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com, and make sure you subscribe,
rate,
and review our show on iTunes, and until next time, enjoy your circus.
Unless you have lice.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.